Price Shopper Secrets, Session 1, The Foundation, Looking from the Inside Out. Hello, my name is Mike Kubisak, and welcome to Price Shopper Secrets, an exciting, comprehensive course to help build your business and give you the tools to serve more client families. This is Session 1, The Foundation, Looking from the Inside Out. As the name implies, we will first build a strong platform on which to grow. As the name of this session also implies, you will take a look at yourself and your company and all the people who answer your telephones and who deal with price shoppers. You will uncover motives and likely some shortcomings. This is okay. What's not okay is to ignore the areas where you and those who work for you need improvement. Improving on your price shopper skills means more business, greater revenues, an improved bottom line, an enhanced reputation in your marketplace, a sure way to differentiate yourself from all others. I hope this is why you are attending this program. My commitment to you: I take my 45 years of experience and help you improve your business and enjoy the fruits of your labor on a higher level. And let's be honest, with more people shopping by telephone today, this type of training has never been more urgently needed. There has been a great deal written about how businesses need to decide what business they are in or want to be in. Now, this might sound strange to you. After all, you are a funeral director or a crematory owner or possibly a cemetery professional. Isn't your business obvious? I'll ask you anyway. Beyond the obvious of working at a funeral home or cemetery, what business are you really in? This course will help you to answer those questions. By the way, it's also a great question to pose to your staff. You might be surprised with the answers that you get from them. The Price Shopper's Secret course was developed to help professionals and service businesses of all sizes and shapes avoid losing business that is yours for the earning and asking. Think about this. You are already answering your telephones 24/7. So why not get what you are already in business for? Why not maximize each opportunity that comes your way? I have a saying: you will miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So why not take those so-called shots on each price call and turn them into a client family? Often, these calls can be yours just for the asking. This course has 3 sessions to aid you in mastering price shoppers, but you'll soon learn it also works for those walk-in type of shoppers too. The principles in this course have been proven over time and sharpened by funeral directors. So if you wonder, will this course work? Be assured, the guesswork has been removed. It works. At the conclusion, you won't wonder, what business am I in? What am I really doing? How can I make myself and my company distinctive from my competition? You'll have the tools to become a master of dealing with price shoppers, gaining 50, 60, 70% or more calls by practicing the principles in this course. You'll discover that all price shopper calls are not always about lowest price. You'll uncover what callers are really wanting from their funeral cremation provider. And if it is lowest price, that is okay. You'll be able to have many low-price seekers see the value of choosing you, even if your prices are not the lowest. Now, don't get me wrong. You won't get every call that comes your way. but you will get many more than you are now getting. Let's move to our next slide. You ask, how can I turn price shoppers into client families of mine? How can I handle price shoppers with more confidence? How can I demonstrate that my service represents the best value? If you've attended some of my seminars, you know I talk a lot about the need to be different, to be unique. Well, I want to be different right now. Instead of having you wait till the very end, I want to give you the answers or the secrets right now. But I caution you, just having the answers as to how you can gain 50, 60, 70% or more of price shoppers as client families are not enough. If you were a student and a professor gave you the answers to the exam, that would not be enough for you to learn. You need to know how to get to the answers and what the answers mean. Are you ready? Do you want to know how to turn price shoppers into client families? How to handle these calls with more confidence? How you can demonstrate that your company is the best value? Well, let's move on to our next slide. Here are the 10 steps that turn price shoppers into ka-ching. Success is in your head. Mindset is critical to the entire foundation. To a great degree, mindset determines the outcome. Simply said, before it's in your wallet, it's in your head. Think of the last shopper call. What could you have done to make it better? Step number two, believe in yourself and in your company, in your service, in your ethics, and your philosophy of business. Believe you are or can be different than your competitors, and that you really are all that you claim to be. Ask yourself, do I believe the customer is better off choosing my firm? Step number three, build rapport and engage the caller. Get callers interested in what you have to say and offer. Ask great questions to get them thinking and talking. Make friends. You know, you cannot control how friendly they are, but you have total control as to how friendly you are. It's a part of my nature to ask callers, how did you come to call my funeral home? Or what are some of your biggest concerns in choosing a funeral home? I hope that you, too, will start to ask these types of questions with your price shoppers. Step number four, uncover the caller's hot button. Learn the caller's reasons. What are they really seeking? Uncover their motives. Hear their story. What is the one thing that can cause them to choose you? Step number five, ask powerful questions. It's ironic. Ask smart questions and people think you are. Ask ordinary questions and people will think you are. Ask questions that your competition is not asking. Callers will see all of you as being the same unless you distinguish yourself, and questions are the greatest way to distinguish yourself. Ask questions that the competition won't ask their callers. Our next slide is the last of the 10 steps, and we are on step number 6. Listen with the intent to understand. Focus on the caller. Seek clarification often by asking, tell me more about that, or help me understand what you mean. Hearing words is not necessarily listening. Step 7, Be willing to take the risk to succeed. This might encompass having to do something entirely different on your part with the next caller. Don't ask a routine question, but a different one. Maybe one I just mentioned to you. What are some of your biggest concerns in choosing a funeral home? Or how did you come to call my funeral home? Be willing to take the risk. Don't ask a routine question. And by the time you get done with this course, you will have plenty of new ones. I guarantee it. It might also encompass studying this course after session 3. It will take an investment of your time to become skilled at doing something more, something new. Step number 8. Take personal responsibility for winning and losing a call. You know, when things go wrong, don't blame the company. Don't blame the high prices they charge. Don't blame others. Look at yourself and ask, what could I have said or done differently? Or what training do I need to have in order to feel more confident in handling these price shopper calls? Step 9, earn the caller's business and privilege to serve. Earning a call takes effort and applied skill. Don't sell, but educate. Forget about being just an order taker. How does the caller define a professional relationship? Gee, why not ask the next caller this question? Dare yourself to be different. And our final step is number 10. Don't be afraid to unabashedly pound your own drum. If you have a 100-year legacy of service, tell the caller. If you are a third, fourth, fifth generation funeral director, tell them. If you happen to own and operate the only crematory within a 75-mile radius, tell them. If you are highly involved in the community, tell them. If you are the most recommended firm in the community, tell the caller. Believe me, sharing this information with callers and price shoppers are very important. Our next slide talks about truth. I believe that you learn to earn. See, people dislike being sold, but they love to buy. And highly successful people know this, and they earn their money. It's much more than selling. It's earning the business, and it's often easier than you think. Let's go on to our next slide. Basic premise of being in business, of course, is to make a profit. And we do it by earning the client family's business and getting callers, price shoppers, to become our client families. If you help the caller, you will be more successful. If you educate, you'll win more calls. If you ask the right questions, you will uncover those hot buttons. I mean, what is this caller really after? What moves them? What are they looking for from their service provider? Don't be fooled into thinking that a typical question like, how much do you charge for cremation, means they seek the lowest price. They may want the highest value, or they may want to do business with the friendliest person, or they may want to do business with that person who is kind and who educates. Our next slide is the personal qualities slide. Because earning a call takes more than just quoting lowest price. Initial friendliness. Devoting time to the caller. Being prepared with your points of value, points of distinction. your character and attitude. I cannot tell you how many calls my staff took away from the competition because of these personal qualities on the telephone. My staff was prepared with our points of value. And this will be discussed later on with you in more depth. Our next slide discusses the four common price shopper deficiencies in funeral homes. Now, there certainly may be more than four, but I have identified these four common deficiencies that seem to be prevalent in most funeral homes when it comes to handling price shopper calls. First of all, these calls are generally not made a priority at these funeral homes, but are a nuisance. They are often viewed as an interruption, or let's have the apprentice handle these calls. Again, no one is trained. Answering a price shopper's call is often left up to the whim of each person who answers the telephone as to how the call is handled. Just get the call is all they've been told by management. Again, another deficiency is we cannot control when these calls come in. Yes, we are busy. In most funeral homes, there's a lot of action that is usually going on, and price shopper calls always seem to come at that most inopportune time. Another reason is there is no advance preparation. Nothing is written down that can be used as an aid. The will to win is nothing without the will to prepare to win. Now, it's a given. You are attending this course because price shopper calls are important to you. But why do few firms devote the resources to planning and training to make price shoppers a priority, just as you are? And our next slide shows the three pillars of your personal mindset: your belief, intent, and objective. Before we move into actual strategies, let's explore the three pillars. It is important to understand one's mindset and those of your employees. This is a crucial part of building the foundation. Vince Lombardi said, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." Well, I like to say, attitude isn't everything, it's the only thing. One's attitude is critical to earning a call. Meet with your staff and those who answer your phones. Ask them about these three pillars and have them write down their thoughts about their belief, their intent, and their objective when handling a price shopper call. Check the attitude of everyone who works with you. Now let's look at each one of these pillars. Our next slide is pillar number one, your belief. Do you believe your company is the best and that each family deserves to do business with only the best? Or is it okay that they be served by the second or third best company, or the low-ball operator down the street? Do you despise price shopper calls? Are they viewed as a nuisance? Or do you see them as an opportunity? Is the staff committed to personal excellence in all facets of the profession? Have employees been neglected when it comes to phone shopper skills training? Think about this. Price shoppers call you because something or someone has prompted them to call. It means that money you've spent on advertising or business promotion is working. It's good they call you. Every time you engage a potential customer on the phone or in person, you either give them reason to do business with you or cause them to call a competitor. I worked hard with my staff to help them believe that our firm was the best, that we were the funeral home of choice in our marketplace. Our service was world class, flexible in serving all people, willing to spend time educating our customers, that we provide full disclosure and advice, allowed clients to choose for themselves what they wanted, that our options went beyond just funerals. You see, we came across differently than our competition, and that's what I'm asking you to do as well. Moving on to our next slide, pillar number two, your intent. Is it to just give prices? To just answer questions? Are callers also informed about the benefits of doing business with your firm? Or do you leave this to chance? How about asking the caller three questions? I mean, they ask you, so why not do the same with them? If you are an order taker, then why not just have prices pre-recorded for the caller to listen to? You see, you earn a client family, and this isn't done by just giving prices alone and leaving it all to chance. Moving on to pillar number three, your objective, to sell or to earn, to develop a relationship or leave the call to chance. Well, you might think the objective is a no-brainer, but is it really? Is one of your objectives to set a face-to-face meeting? I find a lot of funeral directors want to get the caller off the phone as soon as possible so they can return to what they were doing. If you haven't explored this pillar with your staff, you could be sabotaged without knowing it. The caller can sense a helpful, caring person. They can distinguish between getting help or hell. No matter the profession, the service, or the want of the potential buyer, they buy you first. They buy a relationship. And this is true even for those seeking lowest price. They can't see your service. They can't see your compassion. They can't see your personal attention. They can, however, hear the tone of your voice and your words. They can sense compassion, understanding, and caring. Think of all the people who now refer families to you. They do it because of the relationship they have with you, because you are friendly first. You made friends. Making friends often negates the lowest price. Likely your competition isn't striving to make friends with price shoppers. Please note this. All things being equal, people want to do business with friendly people. All things not being equal, people still want to do business with friendly people. Moving on to our next slide, the eight key steps in beginning the price shopper call. Now that the foundation of the three pillars has been discussed, let's explore the eight key steps in beginning a price shopper call. I will first go through all eight steps, and then we will discuss each one. Number one, recognize the caller is calling for help. Number two, have a real purpose in mind beyond quoting price. Number three, adjust your speech rate. Number four, watch your body language, even on the phone. Number five, make time and clear your mind. Number six, be prepared with a powerful opening statement. Number seven, get the caller involved right away. Number eight, be prepared with a powerful closing. Our next slide shows the beginning of the call, step one. Recognize the caller's calling for help. These people have a need. They don't know what to do. A death has occurred or will be occurring in the near future. In essence, when they ask, how much do you charge for cremation or a funeral, they are really asking for help. We cannot expect consumers to know about the intricacies of our profession and business. They probably don't know what should be done or what can be done. They don't even know what questions to ask beyond how much is. So they ask about price. Simply, let the caller know you are here to offer help and guidance, that you are pleased they called, that you recognize this is a tough situation and distressful time for them. Tell them you are available to them. Put them at ease. Our next step is step number 2. Have a real purpose in mind. And I don't mean to sell, but I mean to be friendly, open, to go for a relationship. It's not about convincing the caller, but serving the caller. You know from your own experiences when you are being sold. You also know instinctively when you are being served by someone. So will the price shopper. Tell them you are pleased they call. Tell them that you are pleased they called, that you recognize they may not know all that they need to know when it comes to choosing a funeral home. Our next slide is step 3. Adjust your speech rate. Fast talkers come across as being slick. Slow talkers can be annoying. Enunciate words. Use proper vocabulary. And whenever possible, make it personal by referring to the deceased person as your father, your mother, and so on. Step 4 in beginning the call is watch your body language. Yes, even when you are on the telephone. Phone lines transmit certain characteristics. Slouching, frowning come across. Instead, sit up. Focus on the caller. Smile. They will sense these things. Put a mirror in front of all the telephones at your mortuary so you can watch your own expressions and body language. This tactic really works wonders. Step number 5 in beginning the call is make time and clear your mind. It sounds simple, but it's not always the case. Funeral homes are busy. There's always a lot of work to do. If you really cannot take the call now, ask to call them back. And if you place the caller on hold, make it quick. Being on hold for too long breeds contempt on the part of the caller. Step number 6 in beginning the call is be prepared with a powerful opening statement. Be powerful and memorable. Get the caller's attention. If the caller wants price for cremation, say words like, "Thank you for calling. My name is Mike and I'm a funeral director. I am pleased to provide you with information. Our firm is well known as the leader in providing cremation services, and we are recommended by more people than anyone else." Let them know you have personal attention to details and the friendliest staff. Hey, your competitor isn't saying this. Stand out. Step number 7 in beginning the call is get the caller involved soon. Say to them, "As I gather the information for you, please tell me more about the cremation or funeral or shipment you want." It's okay to say, "As the leading provider, I want to make sure I provide the right information to you. How did you come to call us?" And listen. It's okay to ask, "Has a death occurred?" And listen. Put your own personality into these questions, but remember, every contact either means you will win the call or you will drive them to a competitor. Engage the caller early on. It was policy at my former funeral home that before giving out prices, the caller was asked 3 questions. Try it. This really works. Come up with your own questions. Here's a couple. What do you happen to know about our firm? Tell me more about what you said. Mrs. Jones, do you have paper and pen ready to take notes? How important is it to you to know that all care is performed on our premises and by our own staff? Listen to their answers. Get the caller engaged beyond price only. Give them something to think about. You'll be remembered. Your attitude will distinguish you. Step 8 in beginning the call is be prepared with a powerful closing. This could include such things as offering to send a car for them, offering to come to their location to meet them in person, giving them 3 reasons to do business with you, telling them that you want to be their family funeral director. In short, ask for their business. Too often we answer their questions and leave the caller with nothing to remember you by other than a price. We were often told by client families that the reason they selected our funeral home, even though we were more expensive than other funeral homes they called, is because we asked for the business. We left them to ponder the 3 reasons that they should do business with us. You see, we were different than the rest of the funeral homes they had called. Our next slide talks about creating powerful company and personal statements. This is usually done only by leading firms and those who are most successful. Sure, I know a lot of callers are going to say, gee, I need to call you back. Well, if that is the case, make sure you give them a reason to call you back. Lowest price often takes second place to 3 powerful reasons to do business with you. Provide information that makes you shine, stand out, be memorable to the caller, not boring or forgettable. Our next slide discusses the objectives of a powerful statement. Impact the mindset of the caller to cause them to choose you, to persuade or to motivate the caller to act. That's the objective. A powerful statement is part of your foundation. It is a key to gaining 50, 60, 70% of price shopper calls. Our next slide asks, what is a powerful statement? Well, a powerful statement is one that makes your service outstanding, understandable, credible, incredible, buyable, and I will add, remarkable. It's a non-traditional statement that describes what you do and how you do it in terms of the customer or the caller on the phone. Now, powerful statements don't just fall off the tip of your tongue. They require development. But once you have 1, 2, or 3 of them, each of them are worth $1 million. Our next slide, where do powerful statements come from? Not from a textbook. They come from you, from tapping your creativity, from the belief that you are the best, your conviction, your commitment to excellence, your attitude. Once developed, post your powerful statements by your telephones to help employees remember them. Posting these statements on the back of a business card is an important aid to be used at your funeral home. Our next slide discusses the mindset for generating powerful statements. And I've given you some analogies to help you develop your own statements. Don't sell drill bits, but the perfect holes a drill makes. Don't sell printing, but brochures that enhance your image. Don't sell cars, but status, safety, mileage. Don't sell insurance, but financially secure families. Don't sell funerals, but respectful care, dignified professional treatment, help during a difficult time, helping people say goodbye, personal attention. Not too long ago, I went to buy a new paintbrush to refinish my front doors at my home. I spent $35 on one paintbrush. I think that's a lot of money for just a brush. The salesperson told me that while this is an expensive brush, this brush will give a finish on the front doors that will make them look brand new. He guaranteed it. So if I got a powerful statement from a salesman in a paint store, what would I get if I called your funeral home? You're not about death anymore. You are about life. And you are not about funerals only, but you are about helping people say goodbye. Be sure price shoppers know this. Stand out. Our next slide, using a powerful statement on the phone, will cause the caller to think about what you do in terms of how he or she can benefit from using your service. Draw a clear line of distinction between you and the competition. Make callers want to hear more than just price. Cause the caller to remember you. Give the caller reasons to choose you. Powerful statements work. They are proven to gain new business. Why are certain firms known as being leaders? One reason is their use of powerful statements. When you tell a caller what we do is, ask yourself, are your reasons compelling? Is the caller moved? Is it impactful or is it forgettable? Is it similar to what your competitor tells them? Except for your building or the automobiles, are you mirroring the firm down the street? Are you coming across as being vanilla? I went to a men's clothing store to buy two new suits. The salesman was friendly. He asked me where I lived, what type of work I did, and how I would be using the new suits. He told me he recently attended the funeral of his good friend, and how every person who attended the funeral was given, as a gift, a personal item that belonged to the deceased person. This person was given a set of poker chips because they played poker together often. Unique, wouldn't you say? Well, anyway, as I looked over all the suits and checked the price tags, it was obvious that I was not at the lowest cost store. So I asked the salesman, why should I buy a new suit from this store? Listen to his powerful statement. It was so good, I wrote it down. He told me, when men have an important meeting, event, or speech, they go to their closet and select a suit they bought here. Compelling, memorable. Our customers also are dealing with a special event, albeit a sad occasion, but nonetheless special. So why should they choose you? Does your powerful statement measure up to the one at the men's store? Do you cause the caller to see how he or she can benefit from choosing you? Is there a clean line of distinction, or are you vanilla? Does your statement cause the caller to ask for more? Our next slide are some sample, generic, powerful statements. I'll read them to you. Number one, my company has a long history and reputation for helping people at a difficult time. When things appear complicated and unsettled, I want to help provide you with certainty and a clear direction. May I have the opportunity to serve you? Another generic power statement. Key to helping you deal with everything is to choose the funeral home that is most comforting and helpful and has the know-how to get things done for you. Now, we are the funeral home of choice because we know how to listen and we ask great questions. I'd be privileged to serve as your family funeral director. Copy these. Use these to develop your own. These are samples to help you get going. Add your personality to them. I attended a business showcase exhibit. Hundreds of franchises and businesses were on display, selling their business idea or a franchise, some for as much as $1 million a franchise. No one really had a powerful statement when I asked why I should consider buying their franchise, except one company that I remember. You will know this company too. This company sells Mickey Mouse toys, games, clothing, and everything else Mickey Mouse you could think of. The company rep that greeted me said, I want you to know that Mickey Mouse makes more money in a year than all of these other companies in this hall combined. Remarkable. If I was looking for such a business opportunity, I surely would have said, tell me more. Quite a powerful statement indeed. Our next slide is a to-do list. At your next staff or marketing meeting, brainstorm creating powerful statements. Involve your staff in helping you develop them. Write powerful statements for several situations. Statements like these are powerful and they are worth $1 million. They will impact price shoppers to choose you. You're sure to win more calls than ever. Guaranteed. Our next slide is Mike's Secret Edge Bonus. When you can answer the following questions posed to you, and your answers are concrete, specific, and measurable, you will earn and win new client families. Question number one, what are three reasons I should do business with you? Or three reasons that I should choose your funeral home? Question number two, the reason we are not the funeral home of choice, even though we are the reason we are the funeral home of choice, even though we are not the lowest price, is share your points of value, your points of distinction. Remember, not all price shoppers are necessarily after the lowest price. Tell them that when they choose you, you get the whole company. The entire staff is ready to assist you. No detail is considered too small. Personal service is world class. We care for you as if you were a member of our own family. You get me. Tell them that you ask great questions to help them really discover what is truly important to them. Our next slide is a review of questions. Those questions are, number one, do you believe that you are the best funeral home, crematory, or cemetery, and that all families deserve to use the best? Question number two, what has been your experience in making arrangements so far? Or what has been your experience in calling other funeral homes? Question number three, how would you describe my service to you? And I should reinforce here that these are questions that you can incorporate into your routine to ask price shoppers. How would you describe my service to you? Where are you now on the decision-making process? Help me understand what are some of the attributes you look for in your funeral professional. Moving on to our next slide, which is review questions. What are your major concerns at this time? Number 7, what are your major concerns in choosing a funeral home? Please tell me more about what you just said. Number 9, share with me how you came to call our funeral home. And number 10, may I be your family funeral director? Our next slide continues on with review questions, part 3, question 11. Who died? Where? What are the circumstances? And a question for you, number 12. If price shoppers are so important, why do so few people or companies devote the time, energy, and resources to price shoppers on an important level? Question 13 is for you as well. As the caller asks you questions, do you also have two or three questions prepared to ask them to help determine how you can really be of assistance to them? Question 14. Are your questions compelling and different from those of your competitor? Or are funeral homes really the same? I don't believe that. And number 15. Do you get to the point like your doctor does when he or she asks you, tell me, where does it hurt? I want to be your family funeral director. This concludes session number 1, The Foundation, Looking from the Inside Out.